Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, found Jesus to be innocent of any crime. Now it was the governor's custom, at each feast of the Passover, to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, there was a notorious criminal called Barabbas, who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. As it was the Passover, Pilate hoped to get Jesus released by the people. So he said to the crowd, "Which one do you want me to set free, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The Roman governor was unaware that the versatile crowds had been manipulated by the Jewish leaders and had become hostile to Jesus. Just then, his wife sent him a message to say, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." Meanwhile, the priests and elders kept on inciting the mob to ask for the release of Barabbas and to have Jesus put to death. Pilate again spoke to the crowd and said, "Which of the two shall I release to you? Do you want me to give you the King of the Jews?" Only a few days before, the people of Jerusalem had acclaimed Jesus as the son of David, the Messiah, their long-awaited king. But now they shouted back, "No, not him. Away with this man. Give us Barabbas." Pilate replied, "What crime has this man committed? I have found no reason to put him to death. Therefore I will have him punished, and then set him free." But the crowd shouted all the more, insisting that Barabbas be released. So Pilate said, "What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews?" "Crucify him," they cried. "Why?" Pilate asked. "What harm has he done?" Urged on by the religious leaders, the people became angry. Seeing that a riot was about to break out, Pilate became afraid. He took some water and washed his hands in front of everyone, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." And all the people shouted back, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." So Pilate gave in to the crowd, set Barabbas free, and had Jesus scourged. Criminals were usually flogged by the Romans before being put to death. They were lashed with a whip of leather thongs embedded with pieces of metal that tore the skin. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium, stripped off his clothes, and put a purple robe on him. They twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand for a scepter, and falling on their knees, they mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they jeered. Then taking the staff, they hit him again and again on the head, spat on him, and struck him in the face. Pilate again tried to have Jesus released, so he said to the Jews, "Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no reason to condemn him." When Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." But the chief priests and the guards shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no reason to condemn him." The Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. He went to Jesus and asked, "Where do you come from?" But the Lord gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." On hearing this, Pilate again tried to persuade the Jews, but they replied, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." So Pilate brought Jesus out, sat down on the judge's seat in the place called the stone pavement, and said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They all shouted, "Take him away, crucify him." "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Then the governor, seeing he could not persuade the Jews, handed Jesus over to be crucified. Next episode, the crucifixion.